Hello, love. Welcome to Self Love Chat. My name is Saida Johnson, and this is the place to be to chat about self-love, self-awareness, confidence, and mindset. So thank you guys so much for joining us. We're so excited to be on. And this is our first live.
Yes.
For both of us, us self-love girls. So mm-hmm. I just want to do a little housekeeping and just let you know from beginning to end what to expect, and then we'll start. Oh, I love your mom. She's like, hi, baby. So my name is Saida Johnson. I am the author of the book, I Am Love, Learn to Love Yourself and Tap into Your Power. And I am also the host of the Self Love Chat, which on Monday, my next season starts, so you don't want to miss it. And we're going to go through the 8 obstacles that hinder you from building and boosting your self-confidence. And on the end, we're going to do a Q&A, and then I have the ultimate deal that you don't want to miss. But if any reason you do miss it, you can actually watch the recording on both of our profiles, and the offer ends tomorrow at noon. So definitely stay tuned or hop over to our profiles so you don't miss that. And Jeanette, if you can introduce yourself, and then we're going to get started, guys.
I'm Jeanette. I live in Miami. I just started the podcast. I actually have my third, but it's kind of my second episode because introduction and stuff. And I just like the mind and just talking to people and really just helping out. It's just my passion.
What's your podcast called?
It's called Jeanette Amiris. It's just my name. I don't really have a name for it, but it's in my bio if anybody wants to check it out. And I post every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday, Monday for me, Tuesday for Jeanette. You guys stay tuned on that for sure. You'll love it. She talked about some self-love, so
yes.
I love her tips.
Okay, so you want me to start? Or?
Yeah, let's get started with number one obstacle.
Okay, so the first one is self-acceptance. So for me, I feel like, you know, self-acceptance is very important. I have my notes right here, so I'll, like, if I keep looking down. So basically the first thing really I feel like you should do is question yourself. What's stopping you? What's the blockage? What's causing you to not have confidence within yourself? Focus on positive things as well. And, you know, if you do come into those negative aspects and stuff, try to, like, not really ignore it, but more so overpower the positive and bring out the good in you and stop trying to hold the negative and thinking that you are just a negative person, you are this, you are that. But, you know, you do bring a lot of good to the table and stuff, and that's really important. So positive talking, doing things that are positive. And, you know, for me, I have my Palo Santo. I like doing stuff like this to clearing out energy. That works for me. I have my sage. Stuff like that. Yes. I like personally more this because it smells a little nicer. I like to journal as well. I don't do it as often as I should, but I do make it a habit, you know, whenever I try or remember. And I like to keep it in sight as well, because if I see it, it makes me want to do it. So, yeah.
So my first obstacle is environment, friends, and family. And the biggest message I want to bring to you is that you're not a product of your environment and your upbringing. I grew up in the projects. My mother was on Section 8. She was working 2 to 3 jobs. I literally was not able to have a childhood because I had to grow up fast and watch my sisters. And as a Black woman, a single Black woman from my mother, we had so many obstacles, and the challenges that we face every single day was high and stacked against us. But the one thing about my mother is she works so hard, and she was a great example. Like, she owns a house with 3 apartments for me, my sister, and herself, so that we never have to want for anything anymore. So just because you start in the hood or without a father, without a mother, without both, if you dealt with any adversity, that does not mean that you are a product of your environment. That's mental. And there are some friends and family who are not supportive of you uplifting yourself and becoming better, and they might try to hinder you from being better. And even money-wise, becoming a business owner. They don't understand that mindset, or they want it and they don't have the willpower to get it. So they might be hating on you for doing that. They want you to stay the same, live the same, be the same, so that you guys are on the same plateau. So it's so important to surround yourself with, for your everyday life, with people who uplift you, who show you compassion and love. And I don't care if it's your mama, your father, your sister, your brother, your spouse, because there's a lot of people complaining about their husbands not supporting them as well. If every single day in 24 hours I'm spending my time with you, I want it to be positive. And if they won't get on board, then they need to get left behind, sorry to say, because we are here to grow and evolve. Exactly. So we need people to have our backs 100%. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely my first obstacle and how to overcome it.
I love that. It's true, because really, I noticed living in the projects, I'm come from the projects as well, and you see a lot of people that don't, they want a lot, but they're not going for a lot. So it's just like, I don't want that for myself. I want better. I want to stop this generational curse and start doing generational wealth. And, you know, just, I want businesses that are going to last. I want land that, you know, is going to be forever. So
indeed,
I love that. Okay, so my next is social media. So I'm the Gen Z, what is it called? Era. So this era is really the era where technology is really a big part of our lives. Like, it really is. And it's kind of hard sometimes to get out of that and really learn, or just not really get out of it, but learning to use it in a way that's going to be useful and not in a way where it's just like, you know, you're wasting your time. So social media has standards to how people should look. And when we think about confidence, I think a lot of people sometimes think of bodily look, like looks sometimes, and that can stop you from a lot, just because you don't want to show yourself. You're holding yourself back because you don't feel, you know, confident about yourself. So take it lightly and stop comparing yourself to other people. That's a big, big, big issue that I see a lot of people do. And if you are going to compare yourself, do it in a way that's like, okay, I'm going to use the way that person has a good energy or a good vibe. You try to take, you know, use that motivation or use that knowledge that they're giving you and use it in a way that's going to be beneficial to you, rather than doing it in a way that's, you know, holding, making you feel like you're less than that person. Remember, everybody has their own goals. Everybody has their own path. Everybody isn't aligned the same. You always have to just focus on yourself. And that is a big issue when it comes to self-confidence, in my opinion. So if you are going to be on Instagram or social media or anything, make sure that you use it in a way that's positive. So by following positive people, positive pages, listening to podcasts that are positive, you know, anything like that is really beneficial. So your journey is coming. I wrote that. You know, don't hold back, and just know that working on it day by day is the main source. No rushing either. There's no rush to it, but make sure you are working on it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have days where you don't feel like, you know, you're doing enough, or you feel like you're doing too much and it's like a little overwhelming. So just take it lightly, you know, talk to people that, you know, you can trust and stuff. So, yeah.
Yes, social media. There's too many people on here literally taking 20, 30 minutes to an hour trying to get that perfect pose and look great. Girl, I'm on here with no makeup. Know why? Because at the end of the day, if I'm going to come on here and I'm going to talk to you about self-confidence, I need to be authentic. Work. You know what I'm saying? Hair, natural, everything. Not to say there's anything with makeup and wigs. Yes, nothing wrong with it. But do it because you want to do it for you. Not because it makes you feel sexy and, you know, makes you, your spirit lift higher. Not because you're doing it for the approval of someone else. If everyone doesn't give you a compliment 24 hours a day, are you still going to feel beautiful?
Exactly.
Or if they ever say you're beautiful, if they ever say you're smart, you have to feel that within yourself. So social media, that beats people down every day. And we have to embrace who we are.
Yes.
Fully, fully. So yes. And that brings me into my obstacle about negative self-talk. Mm-hmm. Because there's that voice in your head telling you that you're not good enough, not beautiful enough, you're not thin enough. something. And maybe that manifests in many ways. You as a child could be your parents, your peers, you know, your teacher. There's teachers who've been telling people that they're not smart enough, they don't go nowhere, bullies. And you can't have it in your mind that I can't and I won't and I am not. What you need to have in your mind 100% all the time is I can, I will. You can figure out how to win. Resistance and issues and obstacles should not hinder you at all for your abilities. And you should know that you're always unique for who you are. You came in this world to be you. There's no one else like you. There's no carbon copy. So there's no reason for you to look like the next person. The one thing, yes, I hate about TV is everyone looks the same on TV, if you notice.
Yeah.
Everybody's hair, they dress the same, they act the same, they talk the same. Be you. You know, that's what makes you stand out, is when you are very comfortable in your own skin. It's what actually makes you beautiful. Mm-hmm. When somebody just feel like, yo, you're so comfortable in your skin. It's actually not a norm these days, yeah, because everyone wants to be a carbon copy. No, we don't need the next Nicki Minaj and Beyonce. We need the next you, 100%. And you have to believe that. So deal with yourself as you would a young child, or talk to yourself like your 5-year-old self. You would not tell your younger self, you're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid. You're not going to do that. Yes. What you're going to do is embrace and uplift and empower that young child in you. And that's a big way on how I got away from those bullies in my head when I used to fight every day, because mm-hmm. you look exotic. Go ahead, Pocahontas. You know what I'm saying? It literally would make something that's beautiful literally seem ugly.
Yeah.
So who cares about the naysayers, the haters? People who are in a loving and uplifting and space of empathy don't bully other people. They don't judge other people and they don't criticize. So you have to think about how much energy and what are you choosing to accept mm-hmm. from those who are in a low space themselves. That's a big mind mm-hmm. trick right there.
Yeah. I think a lot has to do with parenting as well. Sometimes some parents, like I remember learning this in college, people would say, if you're going to talk do it like mentally, like negative talk in your head. Don't say it around your kids, because your kids are going to absorb that and they're going to see, mommy thinks I'm ugly. Like I remember I had, I don't want to say who it is, but somebody who was like 6 or 7 saying I'm ugly. And I'm like, how do you even... Like, I felt like that when I was, like, in middle school. And just knowing, seeing a child act like that kind of scares me for the world. Mm-hmm. It's really sad. So, yeah, but I like everything you said. It was perfect.
Thank you.
So, for me, the next is love and career, which is, I would say that is my, not my strongest suit, but I am learning the steps and the ways to get there. So my first is a partner who accepts you, loves mm-hmm. you, understands you, guides you, is able to give you constructive criticism without being too harsh, because sometimes we need that talk, that hard, difficult, you know, talking, but it doesn't have to come out harsh. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that's a major issue that I see a lot of relationships go through, even friendships. It doesn't even have to be about love about a relationship. It's love about the people around you, like how you said it. We need that positive energy. We all need to uplift each other. I see a lot of people try to do things independently, and that's the wrong thing. You need people. That's why there's so many of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, or now we would just bloop, pop up on earth by ourselves, and we're not. We come from somebody, and that person's gonna teach us. We need that positive thing when it comes to love and career, just love in general. So I also feel like love struggles, like you said, are past traumas. So like bullying, like how you said, that is a big issue, and I feel like that's taken a toll on me because of my previous issues of being bullied. I mean, I wasn't severely bullied, but I was bullied, and you know, now seeing it as an adult, I really see the struggle behind it, and I have to understand that those people weren't happy with themselves. Those people just, you know, wanted to fit into a crowd to look funny or to be a certain way. And it's just not, you know, it doesn't sit right with me. So I kind of feel like career and personality kind of combining the two, because your career is you know, a reflection of yourself. So I feel like sometimes you can find confidence in your career and that could uplift you and make you feel like, wow, I put that work in. I did that. I made that look good. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if you kind of find tweaks into things about yourself, that's a good thing. So, you know, you could find confidence between the way you talk to people, the way you handle people within your business that can make your personality feel more, you know, woke. So, you know, you only live once, you know what I'm saying? So really making sure that you really like, how would you say it? Like, think of the things that you're saying, think of the things that you're doing and stuff. Within being around other people. So that's something I'm learning too, is to talk nicer and to use my words nicer and not really to degrade people. Or, you know, if I don't like something, I'm not going to say, oh, like it really rudely. I'm not going to say it like that. I'm going to be, you know, nice about it. And understanding that and kind of realizing it and having people call me out on it is kind of a good thing, which I kind of like because it does help a lot. So, you know, just really finding what works for you and the people that matter to you and the people that love you and, you know, are good vibes and stuff and have the same head straight. Like, I feel like, you know, you can have people that are friends and also business partners, not really partners, but, think similar. also, you know, sometimes we have friends that aren't really, really like really on the same mindset, but you can have a good time with them. If you know what I don't know if that makes sense. So I feel like you can have that as well, but just learn a balance. Keep things cordial. You don't always have to, you know, be so deep into things, but really enjoying life as well is something I feel like comes with yourself and loving what you're putting out and stuff. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's what
I love it. In your career, it's so vital to have somebody like so positive and uplifting you. Yes. Like, 100%, but we have those people who don't and who like, listen, especially in entrepreneur world, go apply for the state. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Get you a 401k.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? They don't understand, like, mm-hmm. you have to build brick by brick, you know, in this, and it is hard and it's not always easy, but that's the biggest thing with like work and career and also personal development. Everyone wants easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy ain't always worth it. Like, when you have grind for it, you appreciate yes. it. You know, you appreciate your path when you actually have grind for it. You feel like, I'm worthy of this. I deserve this because I worked my behind off for it.
Exactly.
So,
be proud of it. I feel like sometimes people are afraid to be proud of themselves and project that because they think somebody's going to be like, oh, well, why are you proud of yourself or why this? And it's just like, I don't need that negative energy. Bye.
You're lacking perspective of my groundwork, because everyone's not there when you are at the bottom. When you have pulled yourself up from rock bottom and you build yourself up, and they're not there for the whole journey.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's why we have people like me and you, where we're getting on, we could sit here telling it, look, I was insecure, I was codependent, I was a people pleaser, you know, and now today that's not the case. And I'm going to tell you exactly from A to B how I got over it, you know. So listen to, like you said, those podcasts, and listen to certain videos and music that you put in your ears and that you put in your eyes that's going to uplift you every day, mm-hmm. and make sure that environment is the same. And that's why I come to my like third obstacle, which is creating a belief system.
Yes.
Because it's in those little spaces where you can't see it yet. It's not tangible yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to lean on hope and faith to get you through. Now, this is not just career. This can be the fact of like healing from a relationship. I went through a divorce and literally everyone was like, why are you divorcing him? He's a police officer. You have this picket fence, townhouse. He's a great guy. He never cheated on you. What is your problem? Mm-hmm. I was depressed for 2 years.
Yeah.
He wasn't for me long term. Some people mm-hmm. for you for seasons. Some people for you for a couple years so you can learn whatever you need to learn.
Yes.
But those people who keep people in that partner spot who's not meant to be long term, be regretting their whole lives, not happy. Their kids can see that they're not happy.
Yes.
And then you got your kids coming to you having those talks like, Mom, Dad, you guys haven't been happy for a while. When are we going to go separate ways on this so that the whole family can be happy. And you can't live your life based on everyone else. We did everything according to what society would say. Go to school, graduate college, get married, get the picket fence. But the baby didn't come with my marriage because I had 5 miscarriages, which made me completely depressed.
Yeah.
But that's because he wasn't meant for the person I needed to have a kid with at all. I ended up having a child with somebody I've known since I was 11 years old and grew up with. And so, you know, we all have these different paths and different obstacles, and everyone might chime into your life with their opinions and their criticisms and what you should be doing, how you should be doing it. But it's for you. It's your path. You came in here by yourself out of your mother's womb so that you can absolutely celebrate and grow all from the space of your being. Mm-hmm. All from the space of love and for your evolution. And therefore, when you get into that space where I can't see me healing yet, like I'm not at that space of healing from this heartbreak, I'm not making 5K from my business, I'm not 20 pounds lighter, I'm not yet there, it is hope and faith that you hold on to. We pray before this live. I pray before I do anything. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, what heals us is love. That's the ultimate.
Yeah.
How do you get there is this mental. This is what blocks you all the time from your heart space. It's your mind. Your mind is telling you 50 million times, listen, no, you ain't there yet. You're not meant to go there. That's ego. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get there. Well, hold on to hope and faith, and you're going to get there. And it will be tangible. It's not. You can't see, you only can see one step ahead of yourself. So you want to be at the finish line so fast, but you got to do certain things. Like she said, you got to meditate. You got to journal. You have to literally document and clear yourself, calm yourself so that you can be in that space of hope and faith. Because one day it will be tangible. One day you wake up and I'm like, oh, I'm healed from that relationship and I won't bring it into another one. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought I couldn't do it by myself. And I did. Now I got my own house and my own car and my credit's good and my kid is happy. I didn't know then what I wasn't able to see it then whatsoever. So I walked in faith and I held on to hope and I held on to love because I knew where I was going, but I only could see one step ahead of myself, one step in front of myself. So that's so big to like create a belief system for yourself to hold on to something, whatever that routine is, that's going to keep your mind in positive and love when you feel down and you crying and your mind is like all over the place and you're overthinking.
Yeah.
Hope and faith is going to get you. You don't have to be religious to be in that space at all. Never. You just having hope and faith in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm going to get to where I got to go because I'm not going to stop until I get there.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by having hope and faith, you know, across the board.
Yeah, I completely agree. I love what you said. But I do agree. You know, finding your own way. I mean, I never knew I was into spirituality. I didn't know that, you know, eventually I would fall into these things and, you know, really finding what I like. I would do meditating sometimes. Sometimes it's not for me because it's a little too relaxing. But maybe yoga is a form of my meditation and just relaxing. Or, you know, I like to do a lot of things that really that can kind of, you know, which is journaling. I like journaling. Even doing podcasts, like way before, I think a while ago, I would do voice recordings and just like talk and just, I feel like it was the best. Like sometimes I just sit in the mirror and just talk to myself.
So true, me too.
Yeah, like I'll be in the
all
car
the time.
Driving, or, like sometimes I notice in the car when I'm driving, I don't even put the music on. Like I'm just listening to the car drive, people honking, just the sound. And sometimes putting the window down and just feeling, just feels very relaxing and really finding what works for you. You don't always have to do like one thing. You can do multiple things. Find what really works for you. What helps you dive into those. You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yes. So the last for me is rewarding yourself. Rewarding yourself in the sense of, you know, like how you said, you know, once you go, you don't okay, like how would I say this? You go into things with the mindset of being positive and that you can achieve this. You might not always achieve exactly what you plan out, but you will find things that are gonna fit for you. You know, you think this is gonna work for me, this is gonna be for me, but it's not always the case. You always branch out into different things. When I was in high school, I wanted to do nursing, and I ended up finding my love for psychology, and I'm so glad that I listened to myself and I didn't listen to other people saying, oh, do nursing, do this, it's the money. You know, I followed my heart. And rewarding yourself, really just what makes you feel relaxed, in the sense of, you know, it could be, you know, binge watching stuff and not really thinking like, oh, I'm not doing anything. That's caught, like, reward yourself in the sense if you're doing this, you're doing that, then you can reward yourself, or budget yourself to buy something nice. If you want like a little nice purse or a shirt or something for your house, you know, anything of that sort. So positive, what did I write? My handwriting is horrible. Positive affirmations. So positive affirmations, you know, reward yourself in that sense. Say, I'm so proud of myself. I can't believe I did that. And, you know, just speaking good about yourself, speaking nice, like how you talk to other people that are doing the damn thing and they're doing really good. Talk to yourself in that way. Stop having to wait for other people to say it for you. You know, sometimes you have to see that for yourself, think it for yourself. And if you want to party, get drunk, have fun, do anything that's going to make you feel good. And sometimes we are self-confident, we hold too much with eating certain things and feeling like, oh, I can't do that, I can't do that. Reward yourself. If you feel like, you know, you deserve to eat a piece of cake, eat a piece of cake. You know what I'm saying? You only live for so long. And I mean, in this world, at least, for that's what I feel. So really just learning to reward yourself. And it doesn't even have to be materialistic things. It could really just be walking out or going to a park and enjoying the view, or just anything that's going to fulfill your needs and stuff. Really, I mean, I personally like when I'm rewarding myself, I like to eat ice cream. I like to watch Netflix. It's not always like when I try to binge watch Netflix now, I actually try to do things that are gonna help me learn. But now I kind of tie in both and I watch things that, you know, are gonna make me feel. I like to do styling as well, photography and stuff. So I like to do that with people. And that's like a form of rewarding myself and seeing the growth within myself and stuff is really fun, and I just like doing that. So really stop being ashamed of doing things for yourself or for other people too. Sometimes self-confidence as well, for me, I feel like helping other people is a form of my confidence as well, that I know, like, I don't know if that makes sense, if it might not make sense. But I feel confident that I helped other people. I don't know if that makes sense.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't
So
celebrate ourselves enough. Like when we did
yes,
something, we hit a milestone or we accomplished something, we'll celebrate other people faster than we would celebrate ourselves. And you gotta pat yourself on the back sometimes and be like, you did it, girl, you got this far, you know. And there's plenty of times, because I'm telling you, when you're going through that, you climbing up that mountain, you don't think you ever gonna reach the top. You know what I mean? And it's little things every aspect of your life. That's the great thing about personal development. You can start because you had a heartbreak, and you're gonna go into many other parts of your life because you want to grow and you want to evolve and you want to be better. You want to become a better you. So you have to stop and you have to celebrate yourself. You have to go out with your friends who, because you've been a hermit for months by yourself, go out with your
Introvert.
friends, have fun. Yes, I gotta do it, because you know, you when you're personal development, you in there journaling by yourself in your room and processing all your stuff. And
Let's go
they
now.
calling you like, where are you, Janetzi? You haven't been out with us for months. You
That's
know?
true.
So yes, girl.
That's something I'm working on as well. Like I told my cousin the other day, and she felt sad for me. I was telling her like I felt like, okay, I feel like for a while I wasn't doing too much. I wasn't putting my full potential. So I was telling her like I feel like I don't deserve to have fun because I haven't done what I need to do to get, you know, to my higher self or reaching to those things. And she's like, oh my God, that sounds so sad. But you know, you have to understand that balance as well. It's not always reaching for the stars. Sometimes you need to calm a little, but don't calm down too much to where it brings you back down to point A. You want to keep going. Keep climbing and keep, you know, don't stop, but learn to balance.
Yes, learn to balance for sure. Yeah. And that's why it brings me to my last obstacle, which is to focus on your inner self. Yes. Externally, we like place ourselves, our focus on everything external. Oh, it's the boyfriend who cheated on me. It's the bully. It's the mother or father who wasn't there. It's the social media people who are sitting here flashing their booties, their fake breasts, and all their money and cars, and I'm broke. Like, everything is external all day. Mm-hmm. And what we need to do is focus in. And let me tell you, the biggest reason why is because if you want to manifest anything in this world, it starts inward.
Yes.
Why? It's because you will be your obstacle. You will be sabotaging your life, resisting whatever it is you need to do in order to get to what you want to actually achieve or obtain. So we need to focus inner. And not too many people really touch on that. They just like, oh, think of it and then let it go and then it'll appear.
Yeah, no.
No, it don't.
You keep pushing it back. It's going to keep. Yeah, and it's going to show. You're going to see, like, yeah.
Maybe a coffee. Yeah. I tried it with a coffee. I got a free coffee in Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, he pulled up and paid for my coffee. Yeah, you want to manifest coffee. Yes, you can do that. Think of it. Let it go. But if you want to sit here and manifest a healthy and balanced relationship, you want to sit here and actually be in a space of peace, because that's the biggest ultimate. You don't know that's your goal yet when you're in the beginning of your personal development. But when you get to a certain plateau, all of a sudden, you are protecting your peace and creating your peace of mind.
Yes.
You go into a room with anybody, all of a sudden, your soul don't feel right. And you like, listen, I don't need to be here. Mm-hmm. Let me go. Yep. You. So that's ultimately what you're going to end up being. You're going to end up being that state of protecting your peace and always wanting to be at peace.
Yeah.
And that's why old things that wasn't helpful for you, it wasn't good for you, it wasn't good for your soul, ends up falling off if you allow it. So we need to go inward, because we want certain things externally, like a spouse or money or a career, and we have to go inwards, because your inner might not be prepared for that man who's going to show up and actually do right by you. How can he do that? Because when you're going to be sitting here combat, like, your guard's up, he's like every other guy, he's going to cheat, he's this, he's that. You didn't do the inner work. You can't manifest your soulmate because you still carrying everything from the past. I know I've been there. I'm not saying it to judge. I'm telling you because I've lived it.
Yeah.
And if you want to sit here and lose the weight, through COVID, I lost 30 pounds.
Congratulations.
I had to. Yes, girl, eating guac. That's been my snack. But I can't do it because in my mindset, I'm just thinking like, oh, I can't. No way. Like, I'm fast going. I'm a mom. I don't have time to sit here and eat healthy. No, I had to find a healthy snack. I had to put it in my mind. Hey, look, girl, you don't need chocolate and fast food 24/7.
Yeah.
You want to sit here and manifest a good business? You have to have confidence to talk, to step out of your comfort zone, to show up, to be of service. When you have those things in place within yourself, then all of a sudden sales are coming in. I'm over here just now sold 4 books before this webinar, before this live. If you do the work on yourself, the money comes, the guy comes, the girl comes, and they stay.
Yes.
They don't show up and then all of a sudden you don't appreciate it, or you don't appreciate yourself or know your worth enough to stand in it and actually receive. Because a lot of us don't know how to receive. We know how to give all day, but we don't know how to receive. So that's why we have to work on our inner selves. We have to turn inwards, take off the mask all the time. Stop trying to think that it's my body has to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
My hair has to be a certain way. I have to speak a certain way. I have to live a certain way for me to obtain what I want. No, once you work on your inner self, everything will manifest for you. 100%. I'm living, breathing witness of that.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to talk about that because it don't make money.
Yep.
That's why they over here telling you, no, you need this wig, girl. You need them booty shots. You need them titties. Because then all of a sudden you're going to get that man. Because that's consumer. That's money.
Yep.
Really what it is you need to love yourself so much and know you worthy. And then when he come walking through the door, you'll be like, I deserve this. Shower me like a queen. And then treat him like a king. 100%.
I agree. I completely agree. Let's see. Yes, as over. Oh, yeah, we do.
Overthink. Yeah, we overthinking so we much do. As humans. It's yeah, simple.
We overthink negative. We overthink too much positive as well. So, and that leads your expectations to be too high. Sometimes keeping it neutral is, you know, going with the mindset like, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's true. It's a lot of people here. So
yeah. Well, girl, we've been 14 in the whole time, so I'm glad they stayed.
They stayed, yeah. Thank you, everybody. Yes. Honestly, we were. Well, I was nervous. I had to put it out there.
No, and I love your mama. Your mama and your cousins been like in here 100%. Like, to that
tea. Yeah. But so yeah.
Want to do Q&A? Yes, let's do questions. Q&A, if anybody does have a question, we will take a question.
Can we put the question? Yeah.
They can put them in the comments.
My nail lady.
Thank you for tuning in. Please share with your friends and family to support others on their self-love journey. Please leave a comment or review sharing your experience and let me know if this episode was helpful to you. I appreciate you, and until next time, be safe.